then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. We're going to have a stand for the flag salute and then a moment of silence for our first responders, frontline workers, and members of the military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Hope everybody had a nice 4th of July weekend, and actually not weekend, but weekday. Kim, we could do roll call.
Present.
Here.
Mayor
Kohler. Here.
Committeeman
Here. Okay, first up is the presentation of the minutes. We have the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of May 3rd, 2023. Any comments? If you have executive session comments, we should hold it. I do have one. It's a name spelling.
Can we amend name spelling in this session? Or should
it's executive session name spelling. That's why I didn't want to.
Well, it depends, whose name it is. I don't know whose name it is.
It's a consultant.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I think if it's a consultant,
All right, I can do it in a way. Right. My comment is on the executive session minutes of May 3rd, 2023, second line, there should be a C before the K in the name, in the last name. Any other comments?
No. I'll make a motion to approve both the regular meeting minutes and the executive session minutes of May 3rd.
As amended, the executive session as amended. Okay. Next up are the minutes.
Yeah, roll call.
Okay. Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Was there
yes.
a se-
Yes. Okay. Next up are the minutes of the... did you say something? Oh, all right. Next up are the minutes of the regular and executive session meeting of June 7th, 2023.
If there are no changes or additions.
I have a change, yeah. Okay. As I was reading through it, it says that the memorial policy is attached. The resolution for the memorial policy, it's not attached. I just talked to Kim about it, so I'm going to send it to her, make it easier for her to find. And so I would make the motion, the motion should be that it's amended to include the actual resolution of the memorial policy.
The resolution is there. It's just the memorial policy that needs to be attached.
Right, right, exactly.
Did you make that motion or you're waiting for that motion?
I made it, but if you want to second it, okay. Yeah. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Nothing on the executive. Okay, that's good. Next up is public comment, limited to agenda items only. Can I have a motion to open to public comment, agenda items only?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. We have no ordinances this time. So first up is resolution number 84-2023, granting a fireworks permit to Lebanon Township Fire Department. And I know, Tom, you just went through some,
right.
So I don't know.
So the resolution 84-2023, as you look at it, the last, be it further resolved, there'll be an additional, and be it further resolved, that the... Township is requesting from the insurance holder that they name the township, Lebanon Township, and the fire department together as additionally insured and that we also ask the fireworks company to provide a policy endorsement to the township so that we know they have the ability to insure us additionally. I think that would be
that's
added to the resolution.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
So is that a motion to?
That is a motion
to amend the resolution.
To amend the resolution, yes.
Yeah,
and Abe, second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next so up.
Is there a motion, any discussion or motion to pass the resolution?
Yeah, we have to pass it.
Yeah, so is there a motion to pass the resolution as amended, as Tom discussed?
I will make that motion to approve resolution number 84, 2023, as amended with the additional further resolved. Last sentence.
Second. Oh, all right. You can second it. Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next up is the resolution number 85-2023, which is the New Jersey DOT grant resolution for Musconetcong River Road. Approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Musconetcong River Road Improvement Project. Now, if you looked at your package, there are some... We just made our engineer corrected it. There were some changes that needed to be made in here. If you look at the last paragraph, it says Rocky Hill.
Yes.
So, and the name.
You have a changed copy?
Yeah, I have a changed. And that we just printed the name is my name
All
is
right.
spelled wrong. So those were the two changes on 85, 2023. Oh, that's right. And Kim, we corrected council. It should be township committee. Therefore, be it resolved that the Township of Lebanon committee formally approved the grant application for the above stated project.
So it says that he's prepared a cost estimate. Do you happen to know the amount of the grant that we're applying for?
That was the... No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I don't know. He just went into the SAGE system after I got access. And I guess they're going to give out the grants accordingly. They haven't announced the amounts.
But I meant the estimate of the improvements to Musconetcong River Road.
I don't have it. I can follow up on it.
Okay. I'll just be curious.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then next up is... This is what happens after 4th of July.
Right. I'll make a motion to approve resolution 85-2023.
As amended.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution 86-2023. Same thing, approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Motor Hill, is that how you say? Mowder Road Improvement Project. I'll get the expense on that as well. And we do have a corrected one to show my name spelled the right way. So.
Was the committee has to be changed in that one too, it looks like. Or at least the one that I have.
And she did, yes. Township of Lebanon Committee. So can I get a motion to approve resolution 86-2023 as amended to change Township of Lebanon the town council to Township of Lebanon committee and to have the spelling of my name right at the bottom.
I'll make that motion. 86-2023 with the amendments.
Yeah.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, next up, and this is a biggie, and this is going to be, it's going to tie into the new business, too. We'll get to the new business, but our fire official is resigning, so we're appointing
He's retiring.
Right. So we're appointing a new fire official. So this is resolution 87-2023, and it says, whereas Township Fire Official Gary Apgar is retiring effective July 12th. He's changed it to from the 14th to the 12th, so we're going to have to amend this resolution, but let me get through the changes. That will necessarily create a vacancy in the position of fire official, and whereas the Township Committee desires to fill the position of fire official, whereas the Township Committee has determined that David Sulpey is qualified to hold the position and desire to appoint David Sulpey as the fire official for the Township of Lebanon effective July 13th, 2023. So that's going to be another change. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, that David Sulpey B, and is hereby appointed fire official for the Township of Lebanon effective July 13th with compensation at the rate of $29.72 per hour with no other benefits. What I wanted to ask you, is this considered an unexpired term? It's a one-year. How does this work with this one?
Well, the ordinance says that the appointment is at the pleasure of the township committee.
Okay, so it's not a one-year.
No.
All right, so then, and he is going, so it's not an unexpired term. He's just a new appointment.
Correct.
Okay, then we're good. So the changes to this resolution, the motion would be to...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Amend resolution number 87-2023 to update Gary Apgar's retiring effective date to July 12th from the 14th, and then to appoint Dave Sulpe as the fire official for the Township of Lebanon effective July 13th instead of the 15th. And then in the last paragraph, you change the effective July 15th again to July 13th. And that would be the motion.
Oh, I see.
Somebody make it?
You make them.
Oh, I'll just make the motion for the two changes discussed. Three changes.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, next up is unfinished business. I don't know, Tom, if you wanted to
table this.
Yeah, okay.
And just do a little work with the historians.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good. Under new business, we have the discussion. Brian's not here, but maybe we just table this one as well. Discuss the shed for the Recreation Commission and the maintenance of other sheds. I think we'll table that to the next meeting. So we have some issues with Daniel's Law with having things downstairs, you know, having everything mixed in there. So I also did, I should let you know that I did reach out to Darren McDowell.
Oh.
Because he's got the Boy Scout shed,
right.
And that Warren looked at all the sheds and he said it's empty. So I asked Darren, by any chance, are you not using it? Are you using it once in a while? I said, maybe we could figure something out, but we'll see. So I'll wait till Brian gets back. He doesn't even know that.
Yeah, it would be nice to talk about the sheds out back there.
Yeah, it'd be better to have him here. All righty. Elizabethtown Gas Project Overview and Update. The Elizabethtown next up.
Is everyone up to speed on that?
No, you were going to give. But I can cover you if you need to.
I'm good with it. It seems to be changing quickly as things go on. So there's a gas project taking place by Hook Mountain Estates where they're being able to tie into gas, Elizabethtown Gas Company. And some of the work's been done down there on Cokesbury Highbridge Road.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is, over the next couple of weeks, that is going to turn and come up Mount Grove Road through Clinton Township into Lebanon Township, and the gas is going to go all the way past Hoffman's Crossing and terminate, stop for now, at Cokesbury Highbridge Road. So there's going to be a staging area down on Cokesbury Highbridge at the corner of Mount Grove where they will stage some of their material. And most of the material is going to try to be used during the course of the day, so not too much material is left outside overnight. There will be detours. There will be notifications. There will be notifications to the police, to the DPW, to the fire, if the road is closed at certain areas, at certain points of the day, so that emergency vehicles can make their opportunity to make changes if they have to. The detour signs will be up shortly. And they're probably, as they start going up Mount Grove, they may detour you down Cokesbury Highbridge Road towards Cokesbury, a left on Cokesbury Califon Road to get you back up towards the area of Mount Grove Road. Now, I'm not sure if they plan on letting you come back down to Hoffman's Crossing until they get to that point. That I don't know. That's something I was going to talk to our engineer about to see if they could leave that so it's, instead of going into Califon, you can come back down this way. Go into Hoffman's Crossing, and then once they get past Hoffman Crossing, open it at that end. But I'm not sure because of the staging area. So there's some things we don't know, but we had a good meeting. Bev was with us. Mm-hmm. Warren was with us. Five of the principals from Elizabeth Watertown, and one of the individuals is Ken Bauer. He actually lives on the road. He's the contractor that will be doing the work. The other thing that they told us they would definitely do is base the grade. Any holes that are open during the day will be completed and filled back up to grade with stone, so there won't be any open holes. That's a good thing, and we asked them to please bring our macadam as close to what they have now before they finish the project, because that road was tarred and chipped about a year ago. Lebanon Township doesn't have any moratorium on roads, as which stops when you have a fairly new road from opening, as the county does on Hill Road here. So the engineer and I have talked about some things that we may discuss further down the road. So is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, that's the perfect segue, because that leads into getting authorization for me to sign the HAD doc for the gas project, which is the Department of Environmental Protection Highlands Applicability Determined Application Form. Now, at like 5 o'clock today, I got a change from them, so I sent it out. So basically, I'll just tell you, what the only change here is that what they wanted to do was they had the three towns involved in the application that they were submitting that are involved in this project. So they made it specific to Lebanon Township, which is the Mount Grove Summit Drive area. And so that made them able to take out, if you look on the first page, number three property owner, and they changed the project name to just Gas Main Extension, and across from to Mount Grove and Summit, made it specific to that. Got rid of, I asked them on the last page here, this check mark for corporation, sure, are we supposed to have it as municipality? And they said no, because Elizabethtown is the corporation, and they're submitting it on behalf of the township, or on behalf of Elizabethtown. This is their consultant, Suburban. So the only thing, this whole page six goes away, because we're only dealing with ourselves now. Okay. So it would just be for me to sign.
Before we go into that, I recall that the Elizabethtown Water Company said that if five residents chose to bring gas to their houses, it would be done for free to the houses, that the trenches would be off the main, through their houses, but stubbed up if five residents chose to do it. Some of it's going to go down side roads that are already there. So it's quite a process that they're going to be doing. So
they said they're going to take names. They're going to, people are really interested, they'll take names.
If five residents were willing, that they would actually excavate and bring the pipe and stub it up, not into the house, but stub it up so that the infrastructure was in the ground already. So and that's the only thing I wanted to add, in case someone up there doesn't know that it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the letters have gone out.
And then also they were saying, when I was on the phone with Mark Kelly a couple of months ago, he said that sometimes the cost, if depending on how far it is from the street to the person's house, it could be exorbitant cost. And a lot of times customers will say, well, can you just waive that? But you can't, because of the tariffs and the regulatory. You can't spread it over every other customer.
I'll
the
see.
Cost. So it's not as complicated. He says, I wish I could just take a bottle of gas and take it to somebody's house, but he can't. It's complicated.
I find it interesting they're even bringing gas up there.
Yeah.
You know?
So. All right. Any other discussion on that? Can I get a motion to authorize me to sign the HAD document application form?
I'll make that motion to authorize.
Okay, roll call.
Yes.
Okay, next up is, and again, it's a little out of order just because of the way the agenda flows. This is the letter from Gary Apgar, the official retirement letter. Mayor Kohler, I will be retiring from my Lebanon Township fire official position on July 12, 2023. I would like to thank the mayors and committee members that I have worked with over the years for their support. Gary Apgar, fire official. And let me tell you, Gary is he's been great, and he was so instrumental in getting Dave on, like all of the gyrations that you have to go through to get that replacement in place, which is good. So he said, and if you ever have any other questions, he's only moving to Delaware, more than happy to answer questions for us. So thank you, Gary, for everything you've done. Welcome, Dave. I don't know where he was here. I thought I saw him here. I guess he might have had a fire.
I saw Kyle. I didn't see
him. Oh, was it Kyle that was in here?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
Kyle,
maybe that
there.
Was Kyle. Yeah, I saw fire.
Didn't you know how long? I mean, Gary was like one of the founders of the Glenn Gardner Fire Department. He's a real resource that's going to be missed.
Yeah, and he retired, then he came back.
He truly believed in fire prevention, too.
Yes. You know, he's a walking storehouse of knowledge, which is excellent to have. Okay, next up, I just wanted to let you know that JCP&L is doing some forestry work, just so that people understand that they are doing things for the township. We do have, in 2022, we have two substations, apparently, that service Lebanon Township. One is on Route 31 in Glen Gardner. That was serviced with forestry work around that substation in 2022. And then there are a bunch of others that are getting done outside of Lebanon Township in 2023, but in 2024, our other substation in Port Murray will be serviced. So they are doing things to keep us up with electric power. And then also, last week, I guess it was, the weeks are just flying by, we heard that there is a big, big tree on Teeter Town Road that is leaning on one of their main power lines, but they have to actually get a 100-foot bucket truck in there. So there more to follow on that. They haven't gotten back to us. I've been working that with Warren Gabriel, trying to coordinate, because they may want to take something else down when they have that bucket truck there, just because they have to rent it for 2 days, the JCP&L crew. But they'll have flag people. They'll do everything emergency can get through. But that was just an update so that you do know that they are doing things around here. Next up is a presentation of the vouchers.
I have the first one to the Township of Holland for the first installment of CISPR, but it looks to be second for $1,000, half of our shared service payment for our qualified purchasing agent to Holland Township. And the other two are Vito and Company, the Township Auditor, final 50% of the audit fee, and the Municipal Court audit fee for a total of $18,111.
I have one here for Dell Inc., which is the servers that we added to our allotment, which is a total of $8,000. It's to Dell Inc., $8,072.36. I have another one here for Hunterdon County's clerk office with the cost of the primary election, $3,258.44. I have B&B Press for the summer newsletter and some additional postage for a total of $2,850. And I have one here for the U.S. Postal Service postage for the meter account, $2,000.
None that apply.
Okay. I have none that apply either. The total bill list for the period ending July 5th, 2023 is $60,263.61. With that,
I'll make a motion to approve.
Approve, yes. Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is correspondence.
I have nothing to add with the historians.
Okay. And then we have an event, St. Peter and Paul Church of Great Meadows is going to have a four-day walking pilgrimage from Saints Peter and Paul Church, Great Meadows, New Jersey, to Our Lady of Czestochowa Shrine, Doylestown, PA. And every year they do this in August, and it's a four-day walking pilgrimage. It's going on Point Mountain, Mount Lebanon Road, Anthony Road, Wood Glen Road, Bunvale Road, Route 513, High Bridge, Califon Road, and into Voorhees State Park. So the following roads on the afternoon and the early evening of Thursday, August 10th, 2023, are going to be what's impacted. Any comments on that at all? Okay. Next up is public comment for anything you would like to talk about. Can I get a motion to open the public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I just have questions on the gas line. Where did you say it was ending?
Excuse me?
Where did you say it was ending?
All the way up Mount Grove Road to the stop sign, which is Cokesbury High Bridge Road. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. It stops there.
So it's not coming down?
No.
Because years ago, after we had, I think Irene, they said that they were going to try to put gas in on River Road. So I wonder if whoever you're talking to, if they could do that.
No.
Because it's pretty clunky.
This is the extent of it for the moment,
for
what
the
they're
moment,
doing.
Yeah.
They didn't mention anything else.
Because they probably forgot by now. That's years ago.
The only other we're hearing is on Hill Road. But there's a moratorium on that because the road was just paved. The county puts a moratorium where so many years before you could open up the road, it's at a standstill.
Ooh, that's probably what we need to have.
I don't know any other information about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So they might bring it up Hill Road?
I can't say that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing is the trees, which I understand they tell me are not Christmas trees, that they're shrubs, they have been removed from the front of the building, and we've used them for 2 years to do our light the Christmas tree for the township. So the tree that is dying is still there. So
that was part of the program to address some of the trees.
I heard cherry trees. I never heard the shrubs in the front because I would have brought it to your attention then that we use them for Christmas trees. So are we going to be able to get a new Christmas tree planted so we can
I haven't seen the plan. I haven't seen a plan.
Well, I know there's no plan, but can we put that in there as a plan?
I can certainly make that request.
Well, we need it before December, so we're left with four
we
months.
We would like another Christmas tree.
Yes.
Okay.
And you have that, it open, all open up there. You can put it anywhere you want.
Well, you know, right now, the way I look at it, the canvas is blank. We get to paint it now. Whatever trees we decide to put in, the canvas is blank.
We don't have...
So we could come up with some creative ideas, hopefully.
Okay, so with but it's the
buildings
timing.
And grounds. That's not my division.
I know. Mm-hmm. Conveniently, not here. So, that's all I have.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. With that, we're going to go into executive session, resolution 88-2023. Action may be taken.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can I get a motion to go into executive session, resolution 88-2023?
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Hey. There's hope. There's hope.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Very good.